Hello again, and welcome to the program. We continue today in the Gospel of John. Again, the purpose for this book, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. Now, we pick it up today in John chapter 10, verse number 22, and it was at Jerusalem at the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. What's happening here? Well, he's in Solomon's porch. Now, if you go to Acts chapter 5, verse 12, we read they were at Solomon's porch. There also it says, And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Now, they were all of one accord. This is a very different situation. It's totally opposite. These people are in attack mode. They're not in one accord. They come and say, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Tell us plainly. Interesting. That word plainly is the same word in John 7 and 4 as openly. And here we have his brothers, his earthly brothers, who really wanted him dead. If we read it here, it says, His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see thy works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself unto the world. Why are they saying that? Well, if you read it previously to that, the Jews were looking for him to kill him. And verse 5 says, For neither did his brethren believe on him. And so we have the same word here. If thou be the Christ, tell us openly. Get it out there. Why? These Pharisees were looking for evidence that he was rebelling against the Roman government. And so they're saying, put it out there so the Romans could come and get him. John 10, openly, Jesus claimed himself as the King of the Jews to some people. For instance, his disciples, John 1:41, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And then Nathanael answered, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Then we have the Samaritans, this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world, John 4:42. And the beggar in John 9:37, and Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And so Jesus says to these religious hypocrites, these Pharisees, he answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. John 12:37 says, But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. And then there was the Scriptures, not only the works, but the Word. He said, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. What Scriptures? The Old Testament. That's all there was when he said that. And so Romans 1 and 20 says they are without excuse. Verse 26, he said, But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Now in the book of John, we have the word believe 52 times. We have the word believed 27, and the word believeth another 17 times in the book of John. It's all about believing, and it is a choice. He said, verse 27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. Eternal life is eternal. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. There's a lot of verses. These are very plain on eternal security. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Verse 30. I and my Father are one. Uh-oh. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Those Jews are really after him. John 5 and 18, the Jews sought the more to kill him. And the Jews here is referring to the leadership. John 7:1, the Jews sought to kill him. 7:19, why go ye about to kill me? John 7:25, is not this he whom they seek to kill? 8:37, you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. 8:40, but now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth. 8:59, then they took up stones to cast at him. John 10:31, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. 10:32, for which of those works do you stone me? John 10:33, we stone thee for blasphemy. Yeah, they're admitting they're stoning him, or they're trying to. John 11:8, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, why? And you go thither again. That's the story of Lazarus and his disciples. Said, we don't want to go back down there. Those Jews are looking to stone you. Well, in verse 32, Jesus answered them, that is the Pharisees here in John chapter 10, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? That's an interesting verse. He's referring to Psalm 82:6, where it's used in the sense that God has commissioned people, commissioned by God, to act as his earthly representative to the people. 35, he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest because I said I am the Son of God? 37. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works that ye may know, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. And went away beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracles, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. So the Gospel of John, in John chapter 1 through 10, we have a public ministry which ends here. John 11:12, it's personal ministry, far more private. And then with his disciples in John 13-17, the focus is on them. And then John 18, we have his death and resurrection, 18-20. And then we have John 21, his resurrection, and the conclusion of the book of John. Once again, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name.